Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where right now you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or check this out, you can enjoy 60 months with no interest for a limited time. They have fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Congratulations to Jake Owen. That is his seventh number one single.
Dang, that's wild, isn't it?
We were going back to take a look at what songs were number one. He really has had some great number one hits.
Oh, when you go through the list, I mean, it's pretty crazy when you think about it. You're like, oh man, that was a number one hit. But his first one ever was Barefoot Blue Jean Night. Oh,
never gonna grow up. Oh, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a
What was number two?
Alone With You is his second number one.
Ooh, that's good.
So put your lips up to my mouth and tell me you can't stay.
Don't number three, David.
The One That Got Away.
She was the one that got away.
What was number four?
Anywhere With You.
Well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care.
Number five.
Beachin'.
Congratulations, Jake Owen. Panama City Beach, I can still picture it.
Yep.
My wife's minivan rolling down the strip in Panama City Beach with this song playing and the windows down. A little bit embarrassing. All right, what was number six?
The one from 2016, American Country Love Song.
It's playing in the night air, through the speakers all night long. Couple kids just living that American Country Love Song.
And again, the most recent number one song, I Was Jack, You Were Dying.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then.
Congratulations, Jake Owen. Like seven, number one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Y'all, there is some big time country star property that's up for sale right now. And the first one kind of surprised me a little bit. Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line is selling his massive compound. This is where he actually married his wife, Brittany, but they bought this back in 2013, but it includes three homes, a party barn, a saloon, and their recording studio where they've done a lot of their music in the past.
Is that it?
Can you imagine what the upgrade's going to be?
That's ridiculous.
It's 70 acres on top of that as well. They're selling it, and what they're saying is reasonable, for $6.24 million.
Wow.
And then, this one surprised me too, but I guess Jason Aldean is building a new home, but he is currently selling his 120-acre estate in Tennessee. It's like 45 miles south of Nashville, and he's selling that for nearly $8 million. All in all, it's an 89-square-foot home with 6 bedrooms, 8.5 bathrooms, a bowling alley. It has a bar, a wine cellar, even has a quarters for your in-laws, which sounds perfect to me. They can just put them, you know, somewhere on the other side of the house, and you don't have to talk to them anymore.
Yeah, Brian Kelly's house. Put them there.
But anyway, you can check out all of this stuff on the BBITM blog right now if you want to see their homes. It's crazy. And that's at kfin.com, K-F-I-N.com.
So typically we always have a go-to karaoke song, okay? Well, People.com asked some country stars what their go-to karaoke song was. Dierks Bentley says Billy Idol is one of his first heroes, so he always goes with Rebel Yell. Dan and Shay have totally different taste. Dan admits to being a huge Creed fan, and this is his choice.
I love Creed, too.
That's too good.
Yeah, I saw them in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We're staring at all.
All right, so what's the other one then?
So Shay is more R&B, and he likes to sing the R. Kelly Ignition song.
Oh, it's the remix to Ignition.
That's classic.
Out the kitchen.
What's your go-to karaoke song, Kelly?
It's probably going to be a rap song.
Which one?
It's ridiculous.
What
it's Crisscross Jump.
All right. We won't take Kelly out to
Told
do karaoke.
You. Exactly. Uh-uh. Chris Lane likes to keep it simple. He goes with Tim McGraw's I Like It, I Love It.
But I like it. Some more of it.
And then there's TJ Osborne of Brothers Osborne. This is my favorite. He likes to, or he admits that he likes to do summer nights from Greece with his sister. So it'll be really fun to go with them to karaoke.
And tonight on TV, Kelsey Ballerini makes her appearance on Seth Meyers. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm totally convinced I need to run by Textbook Brokers like this weekend.
Because no, they're going to have really good stuff.
Well, tax-free weekend, all the A-State apparel that they have. I don't really need the textbooks, but...
Yeah, I mean, if you need your textbooks, though, I mean, they're going to have everything right there. Mm-hmm. You can rent them at a discounted price. You can't beat that.
Tax-free this weekend, Textbook Brokers, thanks to Rocky. And everybody who came by this morning, the K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc., live at Club Tan Studios. David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have the second season premiere of The Center on 9 o'clock on USA.
Uh-huh. That's actually the one. Jessica Biel is an executive producer of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be on TV tonight. World of Dance on at 7, Suits on at 8. Yellowstone is on at 9 o'clock as well. And then Kelsey Ballerini will be on Seth Meyers late tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.